This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Today is a major deadline in the neck and neck contest for Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. Around 1,200 votes currently separate Republican incumbent Lauren Boebert and Democratic challenger Adam Frisch. And today is the last day for overseas and military ballots to come in and for voters with ballot problems to fix them and be counted. Frisch says the close race shows voters are tired of extremist politics.
I think extremism is starting to come to an end. The fact that she did not win her home district, those that know her don't care for her. A lot more people know her now than before, and not for good reason. So I knew that she was building up more negatives than when she started.
Boebert has blamed lack of enthusiasm for top-of-the-ticket Republicans for depressing GOP turnout in the district. Frontier Airlines and 5 other carriers have been ordered to refund more than $600 million to airline passengers. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The U.S. Department of Transportation says Frontier must pay $222 million in refunds to passengers whose flights were canceled during the pandemic. The Denver-based carrier was also fined $2.2 million. The Transportation Department says it received numerous complaints after Frontier and 5 other airlines delayed refunds to those passengers. The other airlines on the list include Air India, TAP Portugal, Aeromexico, Israel's El Al, and Colombia's Avianca. Frontier is the only American carrier facing a fine. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for cities including Denver and Boulder tomorrow. Expect 3 to 6 inches of snow by Friday. This is CPR News.